Well, let's see the Ramban here in the beginning of Parakhaf Beis. And Velukim Nisos Avam, back in Parashas Vayera. Parakhaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Velukim Nisos Avam, Inyan HaNisoyin Hula Daiti, Ba'avo Hayos Maisa Ha'odam Rishos Mukhlatas Biyado, Im Yirtza Yasa, Ve'im Lo Yirtza Lo Yasa, Yikori Nisayan Mitzah HaMenusa. Aval HaMenasa Yizbarach. Meaning, in the human realm, so when you have a Nisayan, so the Menasa wants to ascertain something about the Menusa. So it's not only that the Menusa is being tested, it's that the Menasa is probing. The Menasa is looking to uncover information. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Nisayon, it's a Nisayon, it's a trial in the sense of the outcome being unclear. It's mitzad the menu, only mitzad the Menusa. Aval HaMenasa is Baruch, Yitzave bol lehotzi hadova min hakoach al hapoel. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention is that the Menusa should actualize his potential. Lehotzi hadova min hakoach al hapoel. Lihiyos lo schar maise tov, v'lo schar lev tov bilvad. So, at first glance, the Ramban here is aligning himself with one of two approaches in the Medrash. Again, the question of what's the pshat? What does the Torah mean when it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Menasseh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how the person would HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give a test to see what the results of the test would be. So what does it mean? So the Medrash gives an example that if you have pishtan, if you have flax, you have linen, so the way part of the process, the way you process it is by beating you have to beat the stock. You have to beat the flax in order to develop it. Let's say if you have a rug or something, so sometimes if you want to get all the dust out of the rug, so you beat the rug. Which, again, at first glance, seems to be the same as the Ramban, that the point of the Nisayon is Lahotzi Men HaKoach El HaPoel. But it could be that, I mean, the Ramban doesn't quote the Medrash. Which is conspicuous that he doesn't quote the Medrash. So it could be that even within this approach of Lahotzi Men HaKoach El HaPoel, it can be understood in two very, can be, the follow through can be either of two very different things. The Ramban is talking about that it's Laharvos Scharo. That by actualizing the potential, meaning Avraham Avinu before the Akedah had this level of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem that would allow him to, if commanded to sacrifice Yitzchak, but that was a potential. And by actualizing that potential, so then Avraham Avinu will receive schar, not just for the Lev Tov, but for the Maisa Tov. That within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of Socha V'Onesh, there's greater schar for Maisa Tov than there is for Lev Tov. The other way to follow through, and this is what's mashma in the Medrash, and you're talking, this is why the Ramban doesn't cite the Medrash, is that a person can have potential, but unless challenged, that potential doesn't get developed. Meaning, it's not the pshat that al yidei nisayon, what's sort of hidden internally, balev, now becomes manifest externally in maisa, without any change in the person. No, the pshat of l'hotzi min hakoach el hapoel is that when a person is put into a situation where he needs to respond, so then he grows in response to that challenge. And the point of the Nisayan is not just to sort of increase the schar, but even Avraham Avinu, as indescribably great as he was, became even greater because he was challenged than he would have otherwise become. And that's what the Mishalim in the Medrash seems to point to. Again, the Mishalim do say what the Ramban is saying, that Nisayon is Motzi min HaKoach al HaPoel, but the Nisayon of the Pishtani Hazeh, that he's Makir b'Pishtano, also means that if he's not Makir b'Pishtano, so then the plant, the Pishton plant, you never fully capitalize on the potential of the Pishton plant. And that what the Ramban is saying is not that day in the Medrash. Again, there's a certain similarity, but it's really fundamentally different, because for the Medrash, the Nisayon is needed, not just for Riboy Schar, but is needed for the Menusa to achieve that Madrega, which he ultimately does. And we see that all the time. And let's say you have a child is growing up, and the child has potential to be a Bala Chayas. But often what's needed for that to happen is to give him a Chayas, is to put him in a position where he is responsible. Where you give him a chayis for himself, for whatever. And then in response to that challenge, so the ein hachanami, if the potential is not there, the potential is not there. But often it's the case that the potential is there, but the person needs to be challenged in order to develop, and certainly to fully develop that potential. I don't know. Maybe the Ramban thinks that I don't know that the Ramban would disagree with the truth of that idea. But maybe thinks that Avraham Avinu was already in such a high madrega that's not the. But he says this is pshat in every nisayin. It's not just by Avraham Avinu. Right? He's saying that this is the pshat in every nisayin. But I know, love, that it's not the same as that day in the Medrash, in terms of what the point of the Nisayon is. It's the same in terms of that the Nisayon is Motzi min HaKoach al HaPoel, but in terms of what the Nisayon is designed to do, it's very, 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 the two are very, very distinct. The other pshat that the Medrash has is that Nisoyon is Lashon Kinso Neis Al Horem, that a Neis is a banner. And Nisoyon means to raise a banner. And that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nisoyon is to make known, to make known to others, to make known to the world, so the world will have this example to inspire them, to be mechazik them. I think that's the Havana that the Rambam goes with in what the Pshat in Nisoyon is. That's what the Ramban later, if you take a look in Pasuk Yud Beis, again, l'shitaso here in Pasuk Aleph, if you take a look at the Ramban on Ki Ata Yadati, what do you mean Ki Ata Yadati? Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. Again, there wasn't any doubt or uncertainty that was dispelled by the Akedah. So the Ramban says, Mitrilo Haisa Yerasa B'choach Lo Yotz L'fol B'maisa HaGodol Hazeh. In Kavayachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, now I know it as something which is befoal, right? I know it as something which was not only inherent within you b'choach as a potential, but now I know it as something which has been actualized. And then the Ramban is again just sort of reiterating what he said earlier that Tehei Maskorto Shlema Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The again, it's not an implication. The statement in the Ramban that even for the Lev Tov there would be Schar, in some ways is the other side of the coin of what the Ramban has earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha. In Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yudalid, on Vegamas Hagoya Sheyavodu Don Anochi, so the Ramban deals with the question, the Ramban deals with the Mitzvah as well, the Ravid, others, of why the Mitzrayim were held to account, given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gozer, that the Va'avodim Ve'inu Osam. So the Ramban actually has two approaches to this general question. The second of the two is the following. He says, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer something, let's say a person would be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, that a certain individual should be killed. So the Ramban says, if he then goes ahead and kills the person, because he knows that it's Gzeirah Min HaShamayim, and he wants to be the shaliach. He wants to be the instrument for carrying out the Gzeirah Min HaShamayim. So the Ramban says he's doing Gevaldige Mitzvah. What happens if... No, that's not his kavana. His kavana is he hates this guy. But now he figures, you know, I'll be successful in what I want to do. You know, I'm not going to be stopped because there's Gzeirah against him. So he's doing it L'roa L'vavo and L'sinoso. So then the Ramban says he's liable. Hagam that it was Nigzar, and Hagam that because it was Nigzar, his action is not really causing the person's death, because that's going to happen regardless. If he won't do it, it's going to happen regardless. So basically, what he's the Bechira in what he's doing is again, it's not entirely the same as over here, because but the Bechira is in is primarily in what the in on the level of the lathe. It's not entirely parallel to here. So that's what the Ramban says. Kasha teitzi hagzera, again, the Ramban lechla, al pi navi yesh ba osa osa dinim, ki im shama osa v'rotza lasos v'tzon boro ken nigza, ena lev chet, aval yesh lo schus bo. Aval im shama ha-mitzvah v'horeg osa l'sina, skipping a few words, yesh lev onesh, ki hu l'chet neskaven. Ramban says that Sancheriv knew of the nevuah of what he was supposed to do, but since he did it, leroa levavo al kain hanisha basof. V'hinei nevuchad netzah shoma ki hanaviim pe'echad korim osa lahachriv Yerushalayim. Ve'afal beis hamikdash atzmo omer nasati es habayis hazeh kishilo. V'hem yodim ki mitzvus Hashem hi, v'af al pichein nanshu. V'hine zeh, again I'm jumping around, that hine zeh ka'onsha shal sancheriv. So here too, the chait is in the... So just as the Ramban says that there is an element of schar for tuv levav, again, not as great as there is for Tuv Hamasa, which is why the Nisoyan comes, but even for the Tuv Levav, there would be Schar, the Ramban says, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Lahavel Schar, but there would have been Schar just mitzad the Lias lo Schar Masa Tov, lo Schar Lev Tov Bilvad, but there is Schar for Lev Tov. So that is the other side of the coin, that the Ramban says that even when there's a Gezerah, that the person has to do it, but if he's doing it l'roa levavo, so then there's onesh for the roa halev. And again, and that's even when the person is, even when the rosh is aware of the gzeira, even when the rosh is aware of the gzeira. Okay, we'll stop here.